Hachette Audio presents Uncovered, How the Media Got Cozy with Power, Abandoned Its Principles, and Lost the People by Steve Krakauer. Read by the author. For What Really Does Matter, Jack, Mia, and Megan. Prologue, The Laptop. In many ways, it was the culmination of one embarrassing journalistic era and the beginning of a new, even more alarming one. The New York Post, the oldest newspaper in America, which was founded by the suddenly cool again Alexander Hamilton, splashed a giant scoop on its tabloid front page on the morning of October 14th, 2020. Biden secret emails. The cover promised exclusive details over a several-page spread. While a New York Post cover may be one of the last vestiges of old print media relevance, the current medium of power for the modern media is digital. The New York Post's web story was headlined, "Smoking Gun Email Reveals How Hunter Biden Introduced Ukrainian Businessman to VP Dad." It was the first of what would eventually be several stories by the New York Post, then the Daily Mail, then other outlets, based on what is now known as Hunter Biden's laptop. Entire emails were published, but the sourcing was unquestionably sketchy. The owner of a Delaware computer repair shop told the Post that a customer brought in a water-damaged MacBook Pro for repair and never picked it up. Then it was turned over by the repair shop owner to the FBI in December 2019, according to the Post, and a copy of the hard drive was given to former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello. The Post got a copy of it after first hearing about it from Steve Bannon in September 2020, and then being provided it by Giuliani shortly before publication. You could then perhaps understand how national media might tread lightly into this particular story rather than rush to aggregate the Post's reporting without verifying it themselves. A presidential election was about to take place in mere weeks between Hunter's dad, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump. But treading lightly was very different from how the story was handled by the press. Instead, what took place was perhaps the most egregious and obvious example of the elite censorship collusion racket between tech companies, government forces, and the national media that we've ever seen. Almost instantly, Twitter, media members' favorite social platform for talking and listening, often to one another, made the link to the New York Post's exclusive inaccessible to be shared publicly or privately through direct messages. Twitter explained this unprecedented action as a response to its hacked material policy, assuming, or perhaps concluding, the material the Post published had been obtained through
sample complete. Ready to continue?